Shalom and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisement for disobedience, as outlined throughout His entire Word. A few weeks ago, we discussed the possibility of a prophesied curse being played out right before our eyes in the U.S. and around the world today. This is the curse of Zechariah 5:3, where the prophet Zechariah is given a vision of a curse that is to come upon the entire earth. Zechariah says, "And he said to me, 'This is the curse that goes forth over all the face of the earth. Everyone who is stealing shall go unpunished on the one side, according to it, and everyone who has sworn falsely shall go unpunished on the other side, according to it.'" Have you been watching the news at all lately? Better yet, have you been looking at alternative news sites as well as the mainstream media to get both sides of the story and then decide who you believe? If you have been paying attention, it seems pretty clear that the prophecy given to Zechariah in Zechariah 5:3 is coming to pass right before our eyes. Are we not living under this very curse, the curse that the wicked are going unpunished? It certainly appears that liars and thieves are going completely unpunished so far. Zechariah 5:4 goes on to say, "I shall send it out, declares Yahweh of hosts, and it shall come into the house of the thief and the house of the one who shall swear falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it, both its timber and its stones." So the fact that these folks are currently going unpunished will catch up with them. This curse will, however, in the end, also consume them and their house, both its timbers and its stones, its framing, and even its foundation. Meanwhile, we need to continue to pray for our leaders that their eyes would be opened to the truth, as I believe many of them are caught up in a lie or great delusion and don't even realize the truth because they have been so far removed from truth and justice for so long. We are admonished by Yeshua in Matthew 5:44, where he says to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And then 1 Timothy 2:1 says, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks should be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Elohim our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now, keeping all of this in mind, let's look at something else that I found in Scripture quite a while ago that may also be a very relevant prophecy for our day. It comes from Jeremiah 51, which of course is talking about the fall of Babylon, as well as the fall of the end times daughter of Babylon. But we aren't necessarily focusing on that today. But more specifically, I want to focus on Jeremiah 51:46, which says, lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. That was the King James Version. Now I would also like to read this verse from the Scriptures Version. Jeremiah 51:46. And lest your heart grow faint, and you fear the report heard in the land, for a report shall come in one year, and after that in another year a report shall come, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. The Hebrew word here that is being translated as rumor in the King James and as report in the Scriptures is Strong's H8052, Shemua, which means something heard, that is, an announcement, bruit, doctrine, fame, mentioned, news, report, rumor, tidings. There will be a report, news, announcement, or doctrine of some kind that comes 2 different years, marking the beginning of violence in the land, or earth, the Hebrew word eretz can here be either land or world, and ruler against ruler. When you think of ruler against ruler, what do you think of? I guess it could be kingdom against kingdom, as in war, right? Could be. However, the Hebrew word here translated as ruler is H4910. Mashal, or mashal, a primitive root to rule. Have, make to have, dominion, governor, reign, bear, cause to have, rule, ruling, have power. As opposed to H4428, which is melech, a king or royal. So the word here, mashal, actually does mean ruler as opposed to melech, king. This prophecy is about rulers coming against each other, not necessarily kings or kingdoms coming against each other. In ancient times, and especially today, there could be, and now are, many rulers within one land or kingdom. For example, we have hundreds of rulers in the U.S. Congress and hundreds more political rulers in every state. So it could be that this prophecy is speaking of rulers within one kingdom, such as within the U.S., that are coming against each other, as well as rulers throughout the world. A political war of some sorts, you might say. Sound familiar to anyone? Are we not currently seeing ruler against ruler in the United States today, even within the past few weeks, more so than any time in recent history? Certainly, we have had right and left, Democrat and Republican, liberal and conservative, throughout our history. But if you haven't watched what is going on right now between the highest and deepest levels of our government, you really need to watch some of the recent congressional hearings and press conferences. Watch and listen to the statements and news from both the so-called far left and far right leaders. The divide is becoming more and more pronounced, with those trying to ride the fence in the middle being forced into the open as to which side of the fence they really land on. The vitriol, tone, and outright desperation and threats of violence, even among our political class, especially from the far left, have never been more divisive and blatantly combative in my memory than it is now. I have to wonder if this isn't also what was taking place just prior to both the American Revolution and the American Civil War. Regardless, it certainly appears that we in the U.S. certainly have ruler coming against ruler. It's out there, right now, for all the world to see and wonder at. The world's superpower in a superpower struggle with ruler pitted against ruler. Now let's look at the first part of this prophecy again. A report in 1 year, and then another report in another year, and violence and ruler against ruler. We have ruler against ruler and more potential political violence every day. But what could the 2 reports in 2 different years be referring to? This passage first caught my attention during the time of the 4 blood moons in 2014 and 2015 over the U.S. It was news everywhere, in the headlines everywhere, both secular and religious. You had 2 blood moons on Passover and Sukkot 1 year, and then again another report or news of 2 blood moons the following year on Passover and Sukkot again in 2015. Then, the next year, 2016, was the presidential election of Donald Trump that has been causing upset and turning the world order upside down ever since, with ever-increasing ruler-against-ruler struggles and violence throughout our land. Not only the threat of violence from the left against President Trump and conservatives, but also very much increased mass shootings throughout our country, causing ever more political upheaval and division. Could this be the beginning of the fulfillment in our day of Jeremiah 51:46, the tetrad of blood moons on 2 of the main biblical feast days 2 years in a row, and then the next year the beginning of increased violence, political upheaval, and ruler against ruler internal power struggles from within the deepest reaches of our government, and even between and encompassing the governments of our allies, which are also ever increasing in deep-seated political struggles of their own, as the masses wake up and become aware that freedoms and prosperity are eroding away right before our eyes. If so, what does the rest of Jeremiah 51 portend for the world and Babylon in particular, whether it be political, spiritual, or even physical end times Babylonian Empire? The whole chapter of Jeremiah 51 is about the fall of Babylon, but verse 46 gives us a sign to look for in the beginning of the fall so that we would not be fearful. Let's read Jeremiah 51:46 again, but beginning at verse 45 and then continue on through verse 58 to see what we might expect next and what we are told to do about it. Jeremiah 51:45. Come out of her midst, my people, and let everyone deliver his being from the burning displeasure of Yahweh. And lest your heart grow faint, and you fear the report heard in the land, for a report shall come 1 year, and after that in another year a report shall come, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore see, the days are coming that I shall bring punishment on the carved images of Babel, and all her land shall be put to shame, and all her slain fall in her midst. And the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall shout for joy over Babel, for the ravagers shall come to her from the north, declares Yahweh. As Babel is to fall for the slain of Yisrael, so for Babel the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember Yahweh from afar, and let Jerusalem come to your heart. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the set-apart places of the house of Yahweh. Therefore see, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, that I shall bring punishment on her carved images, while the wounded groan throughout all her land. Though Babel should mount up to the heavens, and though she should make the height of her strength inaccessible, ravagers shall come to her from me, declares Yahweh. Sorry to interrupt here, but this verse brings to mind Trump's recently proposed Space Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. military. If you haven't heard about that yet, you can read about it on FoxNews.com by doing a search, Fox News, Trump, Space Force. With this in mind, let me read that verse again before continuing in Jeremiah 51. Therefore see, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, that I shall bring punishment on her carved images, while the wounded groan throughout all her land. Though Babel should mount up to the heavens, and though she should make the height of her strength inaccessible, ravagers shall come to her from me, declares Yahweh. Listen, a cry from Babel, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because Yahweh is ravaging Babel, and shall silence her loud voice, and her waves shall roar like great waters, the noise of their voice shall resound. Because the ravager shall come against her, against Babel, and her mighty men shall be captured. Every one of their bows shall be broken, for Yahweh is the El of recompense. He shall certainly repay. And I shall make her rulers drunk, and her wise men, her governors, and her deputies, and her mighty men. And they shall sleep a lasting sleep and not awake, declares the sovereign whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, the broad walls of Babel are completely demolished, and her high gates are burned with fire, and peoples labor in vain, and the nations weary themselves for fire. So when we see these things happening, we are told in verse 50, you who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember Yahweh from afar, and let Jerusalem come to your heart. This admonition brings to mind another verse in Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion there shall be an escape, and they shall be set apart, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. This escape is also referenced in Isaiah 4, 2 and 3. In that day, the branch of Yahweh shall be splendid and glorified, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for the escaped ones of Yisrael, and it shall be that he who is left in Zion and he who remains in Jerusalem is called set apart, every one who is written among the living in Jerusalem. And in Joel 2:32, and it shall be that every one who calls upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered, for on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be an escape, as Yahweh has said, and among the survivors whom Yahweh calls. Obviously, most of us cannot escape to Jerusalem right now, especially since we as believers in Messiah Yeshua would not be allowed to stay there in the current political state of Israel, even if we could afford it. But perhaps it would be wise to just keep this in the back of our minds. When the time for this prophesied escape comes for whomever it was intended, I'm sure that the way to do so will be cleared for those calling upon His name and waiting for His timing. Meanwhile, we should keep searching His scriptures and connecting His dots with current events unfolding right before our eyes. Thank you for listening, and if you would like to hear more or share this message with anyone else, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com to download all of our archives for free. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes. And please enjoy this excerpt from our Healing Scriptures CD called His Word Heals, which you can also download the free MP3 of from our website.
Fear not. Genesis 5:1. Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. Genesis 26:24. Fear not, for I am with thee. Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh. Deuteronomy 1:21. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:6. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Deuteronomy 31:8. Yahweh goes before you, will be with you, and will not fail or forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Joshua 10:25. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. 2 Kings 6:16. Fear not. 2 Chronicles 20:17. See the salvation of Yahweh with you. Fear not, for Yahweh will be with you. Job 11:14 and 15. Thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. None shall make thee afraid. Psalms 27:1 through 4. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalms 56:4. In Elohim I have put my trust. I will not fear. Psalms 118:6. Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 35, 4-6. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance, even Elohim with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Lamentations 3:57. Thou drewest near the day that I called upon thee. Thou said, Fear not. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Romans 8:15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 2 Timothy 1:7. For Elohim hath not given us the spirit of fear. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, I will not fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, perfect love casteth out fear. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Who should we fear? We should fear only Yahweh. Deuteronomy 10:12. Fear Yahweh thy Elohim, and walk in all his ways. Deuteronomy 10:20. Fear Yahweh thy Elohim. Deuteronomy 6:2. Fear Yahweh thy Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, that thy days may be prolonged. Deuteronomy 6:13. Thou shalt fear Yahweh thy Elohim, and serve him. Deuteronomy 6:24. Fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive. Psalms 34:9. O fear Yahweh, there is not want to them that fear him. Psalms 115:13. He will bless them that fear Yahweh. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Psalms 118:4. Let them now that fear Yahweh say that his mercy endures forever. Psalms 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalms 118:5. I called upon Yahweh in distress, and Yahweh answered me. Psalms 103:17-18. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Revelation 14:7. Fear Elohim and give glory to him. 2 Kings 20:1-5 is about a king that feared and obeyed Yahweh. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him, and said unto him, Thus says Yahweh, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he, King Hezekiah, turned his face to the wall, and prayed unto Yahweh, saying, I beseech thee, O Yahweh, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell King Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith Yahweh, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of Yahweh. 1 Samuel 12:19-25. Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following Yahweh, but serve him with all your heart. Yahweh will not forsake his people, for his name's sake, because it had pleased him to make you his people. Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart. In summary, we should fear Yahweh only, keep his commandments, and give glory to him. Blessed be his name, Praise Yahweh and His Son, Yeshua. Choose to serve and fear Him only. This is our whole duty.